You are listening to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk Broadcast.
I was teaching in a yeshiva once, and a 17-year-old boy who was in my class phoned me one night at home. It was late at night. It was 11 or 12. I said, "Why aren't you sleeping?" And he says, "I have to open up about something." He got very involved with somebody 17 years old, and he couldn't get his mind off it. And I asked him, "What do you want?" He says, "All I want is I want to run away from the world with this person. I want to go to New Zealand or to Mount Everest and live the rest of my life on the mountain. And I don't know what to do. I can't think about anything else." Now, when I'm on the phone, I was smiling. Why was I smiling? Because I knew that in 6 months, they're going to hate each other. They're going to want to kill each other. But I couldn't tell that to him now, because that's not where he was. I had to listen about how he found Messiah. He found his Mashiach. Okay, that's where he is. What did you daven to God personally when you were 15? What did you daven for? When you were 11, what did you daven for? When you were 19, when you were 23, when you were 27? And how relevant were those requests a year later, 2 years later? 20 years ago, what was the most burning issue in your life? What did you daven for? And do you even remember that today? We're mortal. We're transient people. We're people of flesh and blood. One day I have a crush here, and one day I have a crush there. One day I'm obsessed with this, one day I'm obsessed with this. That's what people are. So you could daven, and you should daven. You speak to God about who you are today. That's fine. But davening is really a challenge to be able to open yourself up to needs that are real, they're authentic, and therefore they're timeless and eternal. A few nights ago, there was a therapist who was giving a session on a telephone conference about betrayal. And he said a very fascinating statistic. He was speaking about men or husbands or wives who betray their spouses going to somebody else. And he's an expert in this because he deals with it constantly on a daily basis. And he shared something very powerful. And that was the statistics, the research shows that around 7% of people who betray their spouse and then get divorced, only 7% of them get married, and those who do, 90% get divorced. So they left their family for their Mashiach, and it usually doesn't end in success. Why is that? The answer is because when two people connect in a marriage, they're not just connected on some romantic level. Somebody got to do laundry. Somebody got to cook. Somebody got to maintain a house. Somebody got to raise kids. There's Shabbos and Yom Tov and Dikas Chametz and Pesach. There's buying shoes and tzitzis and the stress of tuition. There's high schools and mesiftis and yeshivas and then shidduchim. Now, who has time for romance? And every moment there's another bill on the table. When he betrays his spouse and he has this extra curricular activity, let's put it that way, 3% of his life connects with 3% of her life, and those are the 3% of the life that's perfect. They don't have to talk about kids. They don't got to talk about 17-year-old teenagers. They don't have to talk about the shvigah coming for Pesach, Chachman al-Islam. All they can talk about is some milkshake that they'll pick up in Teaneck and look at the milkshake and melt in ecstasy. There's no mamashness to it. There's no substance. And then when things come out and you get used to this person, you come to real life, plots, it was a balloon, it pops. People don't realize.
Thank you for listening to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk Broadcast. Pass them on to your friends and help spread Kedusha in the world.